Tonight's piece from the Tzadok in Os Mem Vav, there's a lot to unpack here, a lot of very, very important points here. We spoke last week about tshuva, and even tshuva for terrible things, there's always a way out. So that was interesting last week when a person finds that place of ayin. This week isn't as deep, but he writes here as follows, L'Rasha, Amar Elokim Malacha L'Saper Chukai. To Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to you, what are you doing talking about my chukim? Like, what are you doing involved in my learning? How could you be in the base medrash? How could you be learning my Torah? How could that be? Valdavar zeh, in this idea, yedavu, which means there's a lot of pain for those Rishonim who hear this. Ki ha'over al divrei sofrim nikra rasha. Who's a rasha? Even a person who violated a divrei sofrim, even a person who violated a din derabanan, he's called a rasha. Alachas kam v'kam, a person violates a din deraisa. So I'm not pointing fingers here, but we've all done things wrong. So that means, what are you doing? Talking my learning. What are you doing with the base medrash here? Which is a sad thing. There's a famous statement that the Bali Musar say, and the Bali Shem Tov, Tamil Bali Shem Tov say, that when you go to a person's home, you go to a person's house, whatever the Baal Bayis tells you to do, you must listen to. He says, take off your shoes, you take off your shoes. He says, sit down. He says, take off your hat and jacket, take a hat and jacket. Everything he tells you to do, tells you to clean up after yourself, tells you to take out the garbage, you listen to him. Anything he tells you, you must do. Except if he tells you to leave, to say, you don't listen to him. There's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never kicks anybody out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Bayis, of course. And we are the guests in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And therefore, we have to listen. So even though the Pasuk says, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu says, L'Rasha, Amar Elokim, Malach L'Saper Chukai, what are you doing talking about my chukim? What are you doing in the base medrash? Get out of here. We say, no. Chazal teach us. Kamasha, Amar, Baal Bayis, Asay, Chutz Mitzay. We're not listening to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not listening. Now the reason why they bring down from the Reish Chachma, the very important sefer by the Musar, the reason why, how do you ignore Kadosh Baruch Hu? Does he leave? Will you leave? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want you to leave. He's testing. When he says to leave, he's testing. He wants to know, do you really want, what's your cheshit? Do you really want to stay? Were you using this as an excuse? Thank you, I was waiting for your time to go. Thank you so much. Get rid of the yarmulke. That's what you're waiting for. No, because Rachel does want you to say, I want to stay. He wants you to beg. Sometimes when you're disciplining a child, you want them to say, I'm sorry. I want to do the better thing. I want to do the right thing. You don't want to say, okay, you know, you're going to punish him and he just goes to get punished and he's fine. No, you want him to become better. You want him to come back. You don't really want him to, you know, to ask him to leave the Shabbos table. You want him to stay. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to leave, it doesn't really mean it. That's what the Reish Chachma explains. And he says, Lo lechinam kasva Torah inyan hamapilim, mapilim parshas shlach, which is the case when after Meraglim, and Am Yisrael is punished for 40 years, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael right away. It's going to be a long journey through the Midbar now. 40 years. And then the Pasuk describes these mapilim, who said, we're going in anyways. It says, Vayapilu lalos rosh ha'har. We're going up anyways. We're molded. We did the wrong thing. We're not testing out. We're not sending Meraglim. We're going right to Eretz Yisrael. And what happened to them? They were punished. Why were they punished? What was their svara? I don't understand it, asks Reb Tzada. Asher kvar ha'minu, divrei Moshe. They already believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that you're not going up. You sin. Okay, we're molded to the emes. We did the wrong thing, Meraglim says. Am Yisrael says we did the wrong thing. We shouldn't send Meraglim. So now they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. They're molded on the emes. So now, how come when Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Lama lo shamu lo bezesh amar lem al ta'alu? So they believe Moshe Rabbeinu that they did something wrong. Meraglim was wrong. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't go up. So why didn't they believe Moshe? They shouldn't go up. They ignore Moshe Rabbeinu that we're going up anyways. What was the svara? What were they thinking? They were just sin. They were just punished. So it says to Pesach, you know why? Shem chashu shezeh b'chal chutz mitzeh. They thought, just like when a Baal Bayis kicks you out of the house, you say, I'm not going. I'm staying right here, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Eretz Yisrael is at Kadosh Baruch Hu's house. Hashem says, you're not coming back in. They say, no, we're going back in. Chutz mitzeh. We're going back in. So that was the svara, he says. Now we'll explain why they were wrong, this svara, and how that relates to us. But here, you hear the svara that Reb Tzadok is saying? That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, leave Eretz Yisrael, or delay coming into Eretz Yisrael, don't come here anymore. So he says, no, we're going in. We listen to everything a Kadosh Baruch Hu says except for Tzei. So where did they go wrong? But either way, the Reb Tzadok uses this parsha and shlach to teach us the idea that we could ignore a Kadosh Baruch Hu when he tells us to leave. That's what he writes. Now he says something. Now, although we've been talking now about a person's life in tshuva, in averos, and punishments, the Pesach says, according to Zohar, this whole discussion is referring to Limud Torah. So we can take two messages away here. When it comes to our learning, when it comes to our Avodas Hashem. He says, I'm the Zohar, that Melitz Kol Inyan, this whole topic of the Miraglim, is Mashal Al HaTorah. The whole story of Miraglim, although it sounds like going to Eretz Yisrael, it's really a Mashal Limud HaTorah. I'm reading the parish in the bottom here. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Omer Levnei Adam La'ayin V'Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, learn. Sit. We just said we're going to start this incentive program for the next 2 weeks or so. Sit. D'ma'ayin V'Torah. Lassu Yadu Olam Haba. And Bizocha to explore all of Olam Haba. Torah is Olam Haba. K'day L'schazek B'limudah V'shmirasa, that you should strengthen your learning and the keeping of the learning. And those who are M'chusei Amunah, those who lack the belief, that's those are the Miraglim. Miraglim, why do Miraglim have to go look in the Eretz Yisrael? Misiyashin miriboy hakashim shiyesh be'esek ha-Torah shmiyas ha-Mitzvah. It's hard. It's hard. Learning's hard. People have challenges sometimes. You know, sometimes we have a hard time understanding a Gemara, understanding a Rashi Tosfos, a Rambam, understanding a Shir. Sometimes we see our chavrusas, our friends, who are learning later than we are, waking up earlier than we are, having greater understanding, asking better questions, getting better answers. It's hard. It's very hard. Limud HaTorah is hard. It's a very competitive environment. Now I know, and I didn't go through the yeshivas that my sons are going through, but you know, my son grades in yeshiva, it's very competitive. It's mamish, like really, the boys, like who's staying later? Who's asking better questions? It's like, it's on fire, and it's very competitive, and some kids could break. Some kids, and if they're not in the right yeshiva, or it's too intense, they could break. So it's the environment of a yeshiva is supposed to be kinas sofim tarpa chachma. It's supposed to be competitive. It brings out more, but sometimes people are broken. So the lesson is, says the Zohar, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, the onesh was those who gave up hope. Those who were misyayish, they were punished shelo yasigu. They're not going to get Olam Haba. They're not going to get the Limud HaTorah. They're not going to be zoh because you give up. Pilu la'alos af neged ratzon shem yisbarach. You give up, because Baruch Hu says there's no coming back. You can't give up. Don't give up. You feel like you want to be told, say, like you can't wait till someone says, get out of here, just go, leave the base measures, leave the yeshiva. We ignore what a person tells you that. Now, it's not so posh, because there's sometimes kids who've spent a few years, the Gemara tells us that 5 years, the guy's not matzliach, there's a concept of leaving. But you have to give a fair chance to leave in a Torah. It's not an easy thing. And that's what he explains. So where does this come from? Where does it mean? How do you even go out Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, say. He says, leave. And you say, no, I'm not leaving. Where does that come from? How do you have the audacity to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm staying in your house? I'm staying in yeshiva. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Where does that come from? So this is a very, very important midah here. It's a tricky one, but it's called chutzpah. You know what chutzpah is? It's chutzpah the kedusha. It's chutzpah, and your chutzpah dictates to your parents, chutzpah dictates to your rebbeim, chutzpah dictates to authority. That's not a good thing. But there's such a concept that chutzpah is actually a good thing in certain instances. In the areas of Kedusha. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Malchusa Belitaga. Chutzpah is a malchus without a crown, which means, what's a malchus without a crown? He says it's just short of having a crown. He has everything, it's a malchus without the crown, but it's a chash v'zach, says the Gemara. Chutzpah is Malchusa Belitaga. Having chutzpah is an important thing. And you have... but Chassidim in particular, Chassidim have a lot of chutzpah. They do. They have a lot of chutzpah. Now, sometimes it may not rub everyone the right way. They have different social cues, and you know, when you walk around, they don't say, "Excuse me, please move." They walk, and you either move or you don't move. Like they knock over you. That's how they are. They didn't do anything wrong. That's just what's normal for them. That's their culture. You know, if you're stopping during the Simchas Beis Shreva, they're going to knock you over. Not because they're mean, not because they're looking to hurt you. That's how they do things. Just like, there's no concept of saying, please excuse me by them. Just a different culture. They just bump into you and you move or not move. I remember the Rav Asher Weiss, not when he was here, but he's in Young Israel, Woodmere, so he has an annual conference for Rabban in the Five Towns. So we had like lunch break during this conference, and then I get knocked over by someone. It's a little man behind me, Rosh White, just knocks me over. Like he's a chassid. Like that's how they do things. Now he's very polite, but I'm saying, but like they just walk. They don't say, "Excuse me, please get out of the way." They just like walk right through you. But there's a certain chutzpah that comes with the chutzpah with the kedusha as well. There's a chutzpah with the kedusha. They push themselves. They're brazen. So we grew up very, very differently. You have to know yourself and know the culture, know what's appropriate. But there's something called chutzpah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's chutzpah. So he goes on to explain this idea But he says at least legabe the mapil, and the reason why they were wrong is because chutzpah is a chashuv thing, but the Gemara in the end of Sota tells us famously the ikvas mashicha chutzpah yaskid is going to be a great amount of chutzpah. And he was told, the Moshe Rabbeinu told the Ma'apilim, this is not the right time to have chutzpah when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to say, this was not the right time, we're not ready for that. Ikvus the Mashiach is a time where we have chutzpah against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now is not the time. And he explains, the Tzadik, based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that La'asad in the future, Nekeva Tisovev Gover, that women are going to chase men around. You have some Gemaras, actually, Gemara and Kedushin about this. But the Gemara about Rav Kana, I guess, remember, you guys saw the Gemara yet? Rav Kana, he jumped off the roof, he was being chased by a woman. But the Gemara in the beginning of Kedushin, and that with Beis Mebeis, that talks about the, what is Gemara referring to, guys? The Aveda, right? The men are chasing after their Aveda, we're chasing after the woman, that's how things work. But there's going to be a time in the future where the Nekeva is going to be Tisovev Gavra, the women are going to chase the men. It's going to be the opposite. That means we, Am Yisrael, we're the women, because Rav was the man. Sometimes he's viewed us as a Baal Bais, and we're the guests. Sometimes he's viewed as a husband, we're the wife. So typically we're the wife, he's the husband. And there's going to be a time where we're going to chase after Kadosh Baruch. That's what it means in the last level. There's going to be a chutzpah. It's going to be a chutzpah. The Gemara says one of the klalos of Chava was that women will never ask to be with their husbands. It's just inappropriate for them. It's not coveted for them. But there's going to be a time where the Nekeva, Am Yisrael, is going to chase after Kadosh Baruch. That's the chutzpah. But Moshe Rabbeinu told the Ma'apilim this was not the time, in the Midbar. The Midbar was not the time for this. You used it too early. So what does that mean for us then? Does that mean we can't be chutzpahdik to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So he doesn't explain what that means for an individual, but I think what he's trying to say is that there's a tzibur and there's a yachid. On the tzibur level, when there's going to be an incredible amount of chutzpah in the world, that was reserved for the times of Mashiach. When Am Yisrael as a whole, as a nation, we're going to be chutzpahdik, we're going to chase Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want you, that's going to be for the future. But for the individuals, for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu ever tells us to say, or we ever feel that we're being told to say, we have to ignore. Whether that means because we've done so many things wrong and we think we're not worthy, or because in the Beis Medrash we're having a hard time and we think we're not worthy, and that's a feeling of say, a feeling of isolation. So Rav Tzadik's telling us, don't do that. Don't give up. Don't be miyayish. Don't be like Ma'apilim and ignore. You have to just say, I'm not listening to your Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know you're only testing me because you want to see my cheshek, my ratzon, to come closer to you. And use that as motivation. But again, on a practical level, of course, there are certainly instances where people have put a few years in and it hasn't been matzliach. That's a different story. But overall, unless the Rebbe tells you otherwise, when you feel the need to be told, when you feel that you're being told tzei, ignore the tzei. Have chutzpah the kedusha, and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm fighting it anyways. I'm going to push myself harder. And Yirat Hashem, come closer. Yeah.
Weren't the Yidden always